Welcome back to my podcast, and today I am switching gears from school social work over to my coaching business, where one of the services we provide is skill building towards financial wellness. So today I'm going to dive into the complex world of credit repair, and we know that many people turn to credit repair companies hoping for a quick fix to their credit repair, but do these companies really work? Credit repair is the process of improving an individual's credit score by addressing negative items on their credit report. And these negative items could include late payments, collections, bankruptcies, or even identity theft. But many people feel overwhelmed by the complexities of the credit system and believe that credit repair companies have special tactics or even insider knowledge to improve their credit. However, the reality is quite different. So there are several reasons why credit repair companies often fall short. First, some companies may engage in unethical or even illegal practices, like disputing accurate information on a credit report or charging exorbitant fees up front. Yeah, it's a thing. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that individuals who are struggling with, you know, super low credit scores because of late payments, but are paying outrageous fees to credit repair companies to have them fix their credit when they were not paying their bills on time. I just can't wrap my head around that. So, yeah. Another reason is that credit repair companies cannot do anything that consumers can't do for themselves. Yeah, guys, guess what? They can't do anything special. These companies may claim to have special relationships with creditors or credit bureaus, but in reality, they don't. They are limited by the same laws and regulations that govern everyone else. Yes, so I will say that again. They do not. None. Zero. Zilch. Not any of these credit repair companies. None of them have any special relationships with any of the creditors or credit bureaus. They are limited by the same laws and the same regulations that govern everyone else. They can't do anything different than Joe Schmo who picks up the phone and pretends to be you. Okay? This is why the best approach is to just take matters into your own hands. Yes, it's tedious. It's time consuming. But it's doable. Okay? The first step is just start by obtaining copies of your credit reports from all three of the major credit bureaus: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You review them carefully. You look for the information that's incorrect, inaccurate, and you go from there. You begin the disputing process. Some of the disputing process is available for you to do online. You can do by yourself online. This is the same process that you would pay these credit bureaus or these credit repair companies X amount of dollars to do. It's the exact same thing that they would be doing. Okay. Pulling your credit report, combing through it with a highlighter, and then disputing these inaccuracies online, or picking up the phone and calling. Because what's happening now is you can't even fax disputes in. They'll also have letters. There's templates that you can have. Now, yes. Are there letters that these credit repair companies have? Of course. Does my coaching business have letters? Of course we do. But guess what? If you Googled dispute letters, you could find templates online. Super easy. Do you have to tweak the templates that are online? Yeah. Is that a little bit of work? Yeah. But is it free? Of course. Absolutely. It's easy, right? Do credit repair companies offer workshops for financial wellness? No. Does my coaching business? Yes. This is not a plug for my coaching business, but I'm just right trying to differentiate between the two, okay? But you can find letter templates online. Now, once you've disputed, you know, your inaccurate information, you also need to focus on paying your bills on time, keeping your credit card balances low, right? Avoid opening too many new accounts at once, right? Over time, you want to develop responsible financial habits that can help improve your credit score, right? It's not a one and done once you fix your credit score, because if you haven't developed financial habits, like healthy financial habits, you're just going to go right back to the same thing and you're going to be in the same spending habits and patterns. And in another year, you're going to have to fix your credit again, right? So you have to make sure that you're focusing on developing responsible, you know, healthy financial habits once you've fixed your, right, once you've improved your credit score. And I do want to emphasize too that there are no quick fixes when it comes to credit repair. It does require patience, persistence, and a commitment to responsible financial habits. So while credit repair companies may promise instant results, the truth is that true credit repair takes time and effort. There are so many financial mistakes that people make that can ruin their credit. And we know the first one is missing payments, right? Late or missed payments on auto loans, credit cards, or other bills can significantly damage your credit score. So if you are, you know, when you're going through your credit report and you're looking at this, you have to sit back and ask yourself, okay, why was I missing these payments? Was it because I'm not budgeting properly? Was it because I can't afford all of this? Do I need to get rid of a vehicle? Do I need to, right? Is it because my interest rate's too high? I'm not, you know, you have to really look at why you were missing these payments, you know, why your payments were late, right? Another financial mistake is, you know, maxing out your credit cards. Why were you using so much of your available credit limit? Were you charging your groceries, right? What were you doing to max out your credit cards every single month? Because that's negatively impacting your credit score. Ignoring your credit report, you know, like failing to regularly review your credit reports is definitely a financial mistake that can ruin your credit, because you want to be able to monitor for errors or signs of identity theft, right? That can harm your credit. So you want to make sure that you're monitoring it. are there identity theft, you know, programs out there that you can pay for to monitor? Yes. I don't know. I mean, if you are in a financial, you know, if you're able to afford, it's, I don't, you know, I don't really have an opinion on them. I think if you're able to afford a monitoring service like that, maybe yes, I would say go for it. But can you do it for yourself and save a buck or two or 20 or 30 a month? I would just monitor it myself. Yes, that's what I would do. Or if your credit card company is, if your credit card company is offering it to you for free, I would say take it for free, right? And this way you can monitor it. I would do that. I know one of my credit card companies offers it for free. I do it through my credit card company. A company that I used to work for had a serious breach, a very big breach. And because of that, the company is offering it for myself and my children because all of our information was breached. And so I signed up for that, and we have it for, I think it's like 5 years. So all of our information is monitored through that service, but it's free. So I think after the 5 year mark, I'm probably not going to pay for it, but I'll stick with my credit card. So applying for too many new credit accounts, right? So each time you apply for a new credit card, a hard inquiry is placed on your credit report, and that can temporarily lower your credit score. So even things like when you're going school clothes shopping for the kids and you're at Old Navy and you're at Gap and you're at Banana Republic and they're like, hey, you want, you know, we could save you 10%, 15% off of your purchase today. You want to apply? No, I'm fine. I'm going to either put it on this charge card or I'm going to pay cash for it. You know, I'm going to put it on my debit card, because every time you go to apply for that card, that's going to be a hard inquiry. When you're going to apply for car loans and you're at that dealership and the dealership says, okay, we're going to send it to the bank, you want to make sure that you're saying, well, how many banks are we sending it to? Are we sending it to one bank or are we sending it to 10 different banks, right? Because they can do that. They'll send it off to a few banks to see which bank will kick back and give you a better interest rate, or right? So make sure that you're aware of, you know, the credit accounts that you're applying for, and try not to apply for new credit if you're not, you know, if you're not shopping for a car or, you know, things like that. Ignoring debt collection notices, right? You know, ignoring them can result in negative entries on your credit report and damage your score further. It's better to just avoid having any debt collection notices by paying your bills on time, okay? A big no-no, never co-sign for loans. The only time I would ever co-sign for a loan is for student loans for my children. That's it. Student loans, that's all. Car loans, not going to happen. My children will have their own car loans in their own names. Student loans are a different ball game, but no co-signing for any loans ever. Co-signing for someone else makes you equally responsible for that debt. If they default, it can harm your credit as well. So that is a big no-no. Another big no-no is settling debts for less than owed. So while settling debts may alleviate immediate financial strain, it can still negatively impact your credit score and appear as a negative mark on your credit report. Now, this is a little tidbit of information. They're settling debts for less than owed is a big no-no. Now, what you can do is you can do what's called a pay to delete, okay? And a pay to delete is, sometimes you can settle it. It may not be half, I mean, it would be more than a settlement amount, but you can do a pay to delete for a lower amount with a debt, and that you can have the debt, the collection removed from your credit report, but you have to tell them, I want this to be a pay to delete. Okay, so if you remember that, if you're settling a debt, you can ask to have it have a paid to delete. So that's kind of a tidbit of information there. But a pay to delete when you're settling the debt, it's not really a settlement. It wouldn't be, a settlement amount, but it would be lower than the debt. But you can do a pay to delete with it. Frequent balance transfers, I say try to stay away from the balance transfers. It just continuously transferring them between your credit cards can signal financial instability, and it can negatively affect your credit score. And that's where I think those are the biggest ones. Just really avoiding these common pitfalls and just practicing responsible financial habits can really help you to maintain a healthy credit score and financial well-being over time. Simple financial literacy is essential, right, to achieving financial wellness for several reasons. And with Dee Rose Coaching, the Financial Literacy and Credit Repair Program, here's my little plug, right? You would understand how credit works and how to repair it, because it helps to, give individuals a sense of empowerment and kind of take control of their financial situation. And it leads to better decision making and a greater sense of confidence in managing money matters. There's a long-term impact, right? And it's kind of, rather than relying on quick fixes or external companies, I like to help focus on simple credit repair and the financial literacy piece that provides clients with the tools that they need to make sustainable changes to their financial habits. And, these changes have a lasting positive impact on their credit and overall financial health, right? So, but hey guys, what do I know? I'm just a social worker. Cheers to financial wellness. Have a great evening.